Reading from Chaitanya Bhagavat, June 14th, 2010, chapter 23. Yesterday we left off with the very sad time in Navadvip. Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan mission has started. The devotees are chanting in their homes, getting together, clapping their hands if they don't have instruments, and chanting congregationally. Mahaprabhu is very happy. He's freely wandering the streets of Nadia. And he's also engaging in kirtan. The Qazi heard about it, the Mughal magistrate. He became extremely irate, agitated, disturbed. What is this? These infidels, these kafis, Hindus, disturbing the peace with all this racket. There's noise, bang, 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 clang, 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 boom, 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Stop this. So then he went out with his henchmen, his people, and then his soldiers, and they broke the mridanga. Right? Danga, Bunga, coal Bunga Leela, breaking the coal. Kola means mridanga. And then he issued a proclamation. He said, if I catch any Hindu chanting the name, this names of God, I will kill him. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna, to stimulate his fighting spirit, he says that for one who has been honored, dishonor is worse than death. So think of it, dishonor, man amanina, man means honor, or adhar, regard, respect. Krishna is telling, for one who has been honored, dishonor is worse than death. Gandiva Dhara, Arjun, he's the greatest archer and bowman in the school of Dronacharya. Number one. Of course, Karna actually was number one, but he didn't get much publicity. And like this. So now the Qazi is threatening the Hindus with losing their caste. And so we think in modern terms, in modern thinking, what is lose the caste? I don't know what my caste is anyway. I've been cast aside. I've been cast aside to my fate. You ask sometimes people, what is your gotra, what is your caste? I don't know. Even Indian people. Are you Shudra? Are you Brahmin? Are you Kshatriya? Are you Baniya? Vaishya? Are you Gwal? Gopi? Avira? What are you? But in 500 years ago, everyone had a designated caste. Chaturvarnyam vayashristvam guna karma vibhagashaha. Krishna created these levels of society based on intelligence and capacity and qualities and execution of duty. People have different qualities and different attributes. So the Qazi, he's hitting people where it hurts. Like somebody hits you in the backside. Your mother cracks you, it doesn't matter. But if she hits you in the solar plexus, if she studies Taekwondo, if your mother's a Taekwondo black belt, very special mother. You should be these days. Kids are so wild. And then your mother steps back on one foot, rotates, and then turns her right foot to the side, boom! And hits you in the solar plexus. That's a chakra. That's where 60,000 nadis or nerves intersect at that chakra. That's right where the belly button is, nabi chakra. That's called solar plexus. Like the sun radiates energy to innervate the entire universe. So this is, the navel is the sun. Fire, sun means fire. No fire in the belly, no fire in the body. No intelligence, no vision, no digestion. So this is solar. Solar means sun, yes? El Sol in Spanish, El Sol, means the sun, Surya. Or you say Suraj Kunj. Kund. We say Surya Kund. Vishvasharma Bhagavan Sri Krishna ki. Radha Rani ki. So he threatened and he said, listen, if I catch... And he started beating everyone. He was beating anyone who was chanting and harassing them. And everyone's afraid and everyone choop. Stop chanting. Out of fear, naturally. And then he said, not only that, if I catch anyone chanting, I'll turn you into a mogul. Which means I'll kill you. Worse than killing you. Because now you're a Brahmin. You have prestige. You have prabhav. And I will sprinkle some water on you. And you'll, that means 500 years ago, this caste, how was it? Varna. Varna nasht. You're Varna nasht hoga. Destroy. No more Brahman. Now you're a mogul. You're a yavana. Now you're a brahmana. Sprinkle, sprinkle. Okay. You're chanting this Hare Krishna. Okay. Now you become yavana. Now, avi brahmana. Avi yavana. That's all it takes. Right? Amazing. This is how rigid and strict the culture was. Therefore, that statutory warning, threatening everyone, was the equivalent of death. So the Qazi was threatening everyone, if you chant in the streets of Navadvipa, I will turn you into a mogul. Varna nashtoga. Varna finished. As I said, as Krishna is telling in Gita, for one who has been honored, dishonor is worse than death. It would have been better if the Qazi said, if I catch anyone chanting from this day forth, I will kill you. Straight away. Boom. But he didn't say that. He said, I'll annihilate your caste. Now, today you're a Brahman. You're an Acharya. You're a Guru. You have a Mandir. So this is the situation. So now, this is recapitulation of yesterday. Review before beginning today's Chaitanya Bhagavat class. All the distressed and grief-stricken pious Hindus of the Sankirtan party that was just budding and beginning to manifest in the streets of Nadia, they went with broken hearts, agitated minds, and disturbed feelings. Oh, Mahaprabhu, we are very, very afraid. He's going to destroy our caste. We're too afraid to chant. We're too disturbed. As you know, when the mind becomes disturbed, then Bhakti Devi goes to sleep. Somehow this is, we get a little agitated, a little ashant. Then chanting, not very good. Tikne. Reading, we don't read. The mind, too many problems. Husband problems, wife problems, bacha, this, that. Shantiman, then bhajan. So now they have arrived at Mahaprabhu Bhavan. And they've given the report, which we told yesterday. We're fearful. We stopped chanting. So what did Mahaprabhu say in reply to all the grief-stricken, unhappy Vaishnavas of Nadia being harassed and attacked, physically, brutally being beaten with lathis? They came on the street and chanted. This is a terrible scene, the horrible happenings 500 years ago in Navadvip, the heart center of Sankirtan. It started with very brutal beginnings. People were beaten if they chanted Hare Krishna. And their caste was destroyed. Very risky business to chant Hare Krishna. So Mahaprabhu, the heart of the devotees is the heart of God. If you're not feeling well, then God is in distress. The Lord's heart beats for the devotees. And the devotees' hearts beat for the Lord. So what did Mahaprabhu say? This is text 118. Kirtanera bhada suni prabhu vishambhar Krode Hailena Prabhu Rudra Murti Dhar. Rudra Murti Dhara. Kirtan Vad Shuni. Krode Prabhu. Anger can be used perfectly and expertly and only in the service of Krishna and his devotees. He became the very deity of anger. You've heard of Kali by Ras, the female form of anger. Of course, it's compassion also. Rudra Murti Dhara. You've heard of Rudra? At the time of cataclysm, annihilation, and Shiva expands into 11 forms called Rudra. They're called Rudras because they make everybody cry. Rodan. Because they kick down everything everyone's built up. Whatever you build up, they break it. They destroy the universe. And their mad, frenzied dance. 11 Rudras dancing madly in the flames emanating from Ananta Shesha's mouth in the bottom of the universe. They're dancing, everything's burning and they're dancing, destroying. How many was it? 10,000 celestial years of burning the universe, and then there's 10,000 celestial years of deluge. This is in a partial devastation. Pralaya, but not Mahapralaya. Anyway, so he's very angry. He became like Rudra in anger, personification of Rudra. So that's why we say that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Purnatam Bhagavan, Sarva Avatari Bhagavan. All the avatars are there. Who is Lord Shiva? He's Guna Avatar. Yes? Agree? Guna Avatar. Tamagun Avatar. Shiva. Rajagun Avatar. Brahma. And Sattvagun Avatar. Vishnu. Vishuddha. Vishuddha Sattva. So now he's assuming that aspect of himself. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Rudra. He is Vishnu. He's Brahma. He's everything. Krishna. All these are amshas of Krishna. What is the origin of Brahma? He has a mother and father. He's Atma Bhu. He came from the Padma, the lotus stem of Garbhadakshaya Vishnu. So he's an Ankhs. He's an Amshu. He's an Amsh of Vishnu. So now, I am not Karuna Gore. I am not Karuna Chaitanya. Now I am Rudra Chaitanya. Watch me now. Lord Nisringadeva only knocked off Aranyakashipu. Rudra destroys the whole universe. See the comparison. Bhagavan Nisringa was angry with the demoniac father, Aranyakashipu, harassing his devotee son for doing the same thing in Satyuga. In Satyuga he was chanting and having tiffin kirtan parties. Ever hear it? Nice. You eat and chant. They would have their tiffins and then they would eat so many paratas and so much rajma and gulabjamans. They were Punjabi schoolmates. It was international school. Some Punjabi, some Bengali, some Americans, some different ones. Prahlad was there. Junior Acharya, Bala Acharya, 5-year-old Guru, Komara Acharit Pragyo Dharaman Bhagavata Miha. He's a Kumar Guru, baby Guru. Not so baby. Baby means stupid. You may be 90 years old and be a baby because no wisdom. You may be 5 years old and have absolute realization of God. Sakshat Darshan of Bhagavan, like Prahlad, 5 years old. It's self-realized. Now, he's angry. So usually when one becomes angry, there is some expression of the anger. In the eyes, in the body, in the mouth. right?
You Dushtamana, Bhadmash, Durjana.
That was one less politician. Now there's one less politician. We gave him one goalie. Hunkara Kariye Prabhu Shachira Nandhan Karna Dari Hari Bale Nagariya Gan. Shachinandan Hunkara, he roared loudly. And the inhabitants of Navadvip, they Karna Dari. They covered their ears and chanted the name of Hari. Why is that? Hari is roaring. It is none other than Chaitanya, Gaura Hari. Gaura Hari is making the hunkara. He's roaring. But it's an ear-deafening sound. 50,000 decibels. Or whatever. Too many. Eardrum-crushing sound. And all the pious people, they thought it was time of destruction. So when things are looking bad, then you start chanting Hare Krishna. when things are looking bad, then where's my beads? I've left them around here somewhere. Oh, last month you left them over there in the temple room. Oh yeah, where are they? Oh yeah. Gee, they're really dusty. So much dust around here. Doesn't the maid clean in the temple room? Yeah, hey Bhagavan, hey Bhagavan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Like this. Artel Artarti Jignashur. Chaturvida Bhajate Vam Jana Sukritin Arjuna. Suffering people turn to God. In Bengali they have an expression which I don't know. The Prabhupada quotes it. He speaks it. He's Bengali. I mean, he's a transcendentalist, but he says, most people, they turn to God and they pray to God when they're suffering. However, if we pray to God and turn to God when we're not suffering, then we won't suffer. But people don't have that much intelligence to always take shelter of Krishna. So they call on him when they need him. So Gaura Hari is making such a frightening sound. He is Hari himself, but everyone's covering their ears because that's why I said, if you think Lord Nisringadeva was powerful, he was going, rah, he was scaring a few demigods, you know, a few demons here and there. But this whole universe is hearing Lord Chaitanya's roaring. It's like anyone that gets angry. You ever see someone's angry? Sometimes before they actually speak something, they make some kind of noises. Like animals, you ever seen angry animals like monkeys? Before they bite you, they go. You ever hear it? They make some noise like that means a warning, I'm going to bite you. Like you come somewhere and they're around here, Radhakunti, and they go. Well, they go. You know, they go like that. That means, watch out, I'm angry. So then they express that anger. So human beings, for example, if they're angry, they say, listen! Isn't it? They kind of warm up. They have a little runway, little before they take off on the airways of anger. They have a little runway. A little flaring of the nostrils, expanding of the lungs, and trying to figure out. And sometimes they stutter. They can't figure out what to say. Stupid. Prabhu Bale Nityananda. How Savadan a Shani Chala Sava Vaishnava Stan. Vishwanara said, Nityananda, get ready. Go quickly to all the Vaishnavas. Something is brewing in the air. The two commanders of the Sankirtan army are making a plan. Nityananda, get the Vaishnavas, the Vaishnav Mandal, gather them quickly. Sarvanavadvipe aji karimo kirtan dekon more kon karma kare kon jan. Today I will perform kirtan throughout Navadvip. Let me see what anyone can do to me. Dekong. Dekong, you say. Dekie. Deki. Dek. Aji Kajira Padan Garadhara Kong Karmakari Dekon Rajava Tahara. Today, we will burn down Akazi's house. Let me see what even his king, because Akazi is a junior, like CM and the PM. Let me see what his king can do. In other words, Akazi can't do anything. Not even his king. I challenge the whole Sampradaya. The whole Parivar, the Kazi Parivar. This puny magistrate, this puny Kazi of Nadia district, and the king of the whole Bengal. Prema Bhakti Brishti Aji Kariba Vishal Pashandi Ganer Se Haiba Aji Kal. Today, I will shower an incessant rain of prema bhakti. Today, even the atheists will face their ultimate fate. Pashandigan, haiva ajikala. In other words, he's saying, today it's all over for the group of atheists. Pashandigan. They will be finished. Sounds dangerous. Chala chala bhai sabha nagariya ghan sarvatra amara agya karaha katan. Oh brothers, this is all the organization of the revolution. This is the revolution. The revolutionary Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's creating a revolution in the lives of the impious men by broadcasting Bhagavat Katha and Prem Nam Sankirtan. So now he's fomenting a revolution. Coup d'etat. He's going to overthrow the government. He's going to overthrow envy. He's going to overcome and overthrow envy and hatred with compassion and love. When it rains a lot, you get wet. Right? If you're out in the rain. So this prema bhakti vrishti means he's going to soak a whole of Navadvip. Because anger means fire. Yes? Anger means fire, Agni. And from fire comes water. In the creation, water is produced from fire. So now, this Kazi has a hot head. He's on fire with anger and envy of the Hindus. He's beating them, torturing them, threatening them. This is expressions of anger, intense envy and anger. So what is the antidote of fire? Water. How do you put out a fire? Water. So what's he going to employ? What weapon? Like Mahabharata, you throw a water weapon, I throw a fire weapon. You throw a wind weapon, I throw a mountain weapon. Right? Mantra. Mantra bana. Arrows charged with mantra, and they create these mystical effects. You've all seen a TV show, no? So this fire that's burned, now this is a very effective fire. This Kazi's anger is also fired up, is firing the minds and hearts of the Vaishnavas. They're disturbed. They're fearful. Fear is also a type of fire. Agitates the nerves. Can't think clearly. Nerve endings burn because of fear. Can't make the right choices. To fight or flee. So now he's going to destroy all that fire with a rains of prem. And he's telling everybody, watch, I'm going to drench everyone. I'm going to drown. I'm going to put out this fire that causes anger. I'm going to put out this fire. I'm going to perform a miracle right in front of everyone's eyes. Please, come and join me. Now he's telling what he's going to do. He's stating a sankalp. Before you do some activity, you state a sankalp. your intention, your plan of action, your mission statement, your objective. What is the objective of your endeavor? What do you wish to attain? What do you want? I'm going to college. Well, my son called is, I want to become a doctor and make bucks, make money, or help people, whatever, mixed motives. Money and compassion. I want to help people and make a lot of money. So become a doctor. So that's your son called. So now he's organizing. He says, listen, Nadiyavasi Sunye, Krishnera Rahasya Aji Degi Beka Jay Eka Mahadeep Lan Asi Beka Se. Everyone who desires to see Krishna's mystic potency should come with a big torch. Krishna Rahasya. Ek Mahadeep. So it sounds like arson. When someone performs a crime of burning down another person's business or house, it's an offense. It's a crime. It's called arson. He's saying, bring your big torches, Mahadeep, and we're going to burn down the Qazi's house. You'll see some Krishna Rahasya, some very secret, confidential leelas will be shown before everyone's eyes. Bangiba kajira kar, kajira dujar, kirtan kari modekon kon karma kari. Today, I will break the Qazi's house. Bangiba gar. And I will perform kirtan on his doorstep. The very person who was given an edict to stop the kirtan, I will go to his house and have kirtan. Very bold. Preacher must be bold. Devotees must be bold. Backing of Krishna and Guru, Parampara. Krishna within, Guru above. Sri Guru Charanaravindam. Vande Sri Guru Charanaravindam. Guru Charan, on the head, upper. Head Niche. In the heart, Krishna. Krishna Prabhav, Krishna Darshan, Krishna Agya, Krishna Seva. And this combination is invincible. Guru Krishna. Now he's saying, Ananta Brahmanda Mor Seva Keradhas Muni Vidyamane O Ki Bajera Prakash. Mahaprabhu said, innumerable universes are servants of my servants. Ananta Brahmanda. Ananta Brahmanda. Unlimited universes are the sevaks. They are the dasas of my sevaks. How glorious are the devotees. And they're so glorious, we can't even offer them a chair. Okay, come and sit on the floor. It's not all one. We don't believe in all one. It's one and different. As much as we honor the Vaishnavas, that's as much as we honor Krishna. As much as we regard and respect the Vaishnavas, that's as much as we regard and respect Krishna. As much as we love and serve the Vaishnavas, that's as much as we love and regard Krishna and serve Krishna. Itna itna Vaishnav seva, itna 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 itna. Little, little seva to Krishna. Vaishnava bhakti precedes Krishna bhakti. It's impossible to attain Krishna bhakti without the Vaishnava. Everyone has this idea of the rugged individualist. I will do it myself. I am a self-made man. The power of my intellect, the strength of my determination, the virility of my physical body, my resourcefulness and my clever application of my intelligence. I'm independent. I do not need the assistance or support of anyone. Reliance Industry. I will make Reliance everything. Even the grass that grows in the Indian planet will be produced by Reliance. He has this kind of hankara. He's making statements like that. Everything that's produced and growing in India, it's going to be produced by Reliance. So we don't rely on you. But we have made an alliance with Ishvara, Parama, Krishna. And he is making the blade of grass grow, and he will continue to do it. He's been doing a good job at it. He hasn't forgotten his programs, hasn't lost his backup CDs. And he's making nice grass for centuries, and trees and fruits. So much hankara. But devotees, they're so powerful that the unlimited universes are serving them. What fear can this Kazi manifest in my presence? That means that if a Pracharak, a Vaishnav devotee, is carrying Chaitanya Vishram Vridhi, if he's carrying Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission in his heart, and he has enshrined the lotus feet, Chaitanya Charan, within his heart, nothing can stop him. Nothing can defeat him. That's what Lord Chaitanya is saying. What fear can manifest when I am personally present? The Lord is within and the Lord is without. When the Lord is manifesting in the heart, he's personally in the heart. Are we a person? I hope so. We're trying to be. And where do we reside? In the heart. We, the person, the Atma, are personally present in the heart. And so is Guru and Krishna for the surrendered soul. So they become fearless. Abhay, Charanaravindam, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Rightly named, the super soul directed his father very perfectly. Gaur Mohan Day, you have some different children, but this particular son, you should name him Abhay. Charan, Abhay Charan, right? That is not, the Aravinda was added later, right, by his Gurudev. Abhay Charan Aravindan Das. I think, isn't it right? He was given the name Abhay Charan, which means fearless feet, isn't it? Means fearless. From childhood, he's already named. He's already, just like we see, this is a tradition in the Vedic society, that at the time of birth, there's a jata karma sanskara, then there's a nam sanskara, there's different sanskaras. So in a nam sanskara, as in the case of Sri Krishna with Gargamuni, he was called the Gokul. And he performed a name-giving ceremony, Nam Sanskara. And he said, oh, your son is this and that. And then Nilambara Chakravarti, he came and he performed a name-giving ceremony. Your son will be known as Vishwambara because he maintains the universe. He'll become known as Nimai, and all these different names. But generally, examining the Hora, the Janma Kundali, the Jyotish would say, he has such and such characteristics, and his name should be like this to match his characteristics. Oh, Uttara, your son, he will, because he had darshan of Krishna, he will look everywhere and search everywhere. Where is that Lord I saw in the cave of my heart? In the core of my heart, I saw the Lord when I was in the womb of my mother, Uttara. Where? Have you seen my Lord? Where is that Krishna, that Vishnu, that beautiful sham-colored person? So he started to examine everyone. And the word for examination is pariksha. So he became known as Parikshit Maharaj Ki Jai. Lord Chaitanya goes on. Tila deko bhaya keha na kariyaman vikalaya sibe jat. Kariya Bhojan. No one should have the slightest fear at heart. Tilar Dark Deko. T Tila. Tila means a sesame seed. It's a Bengali expression. They often use this. You should not even have a sesame seed's worth of anything, fear or whatever. Sesame seed, tilka beach. Tiny, tiny, small. So it's another way of saying you shouldn't have any fear. Now you shouldn't have the slightest fear at all. Not even a thread of fear or any drop, any fear. Not even a sesame seed. Come in the afternoon right after your lunch. So now he's set the venue. Bring your torches. Be fearless. He's assuring everyone, don't be afraid. Sarva dharman prityajya. Maam ekam sharanam braja. Aham tvam sarva papebhyo. Mokshishmi ma shuchaha. Ma shochan. Don't lament, don't fear, don't be in anxiety. Just surrender. So Gaura is asking all the fearful people of Navadvip, don't be afraid of opposition. Don't be afraid of obstacles. Don't be afraid of tyrants and dictators. Just surrender unto me. And he's assuring him, don't be afraid, don't be afraid. So many times he said, don't be afraid. And Krishna said 5,000 years ago, surrender, Baba! What are you waiting for? Don't be afraid. I'll do my work. You do your work, I'll do my work. You surrender and I'll do Shungatam Swakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtanaha Riyantakshta Yubadrani Virunoti Sarit Satam. You give your heart to me, then I will accept it, then I'll clean your heart in reciprocation. We're buddies, we're sitting side by side. You're there, I'm there. You're not looking at me, I'm not looking at you. But you look at me, hey Bhagavan, oh, you've been there all this time? Yes. What are you doing there? What are you doing here anyway? I'm waiting for you, you stupid. Haven't you read Bhagavad Gita? Yeah, my grandmother told me something. Did you read 1865? Oh, that's that Sarva Dharma verse or something like that. My grandmother's always telling. Yes! So now, surrender. Yeah. Good. I didn't realize I had such good company all these years. I didn't realize I was in such good company all these years. Such a handsome, dashing, beautiful, and attractive person was sitting right next to me. I was looking everywhere for that ideal person. And I finally one day I realized, hey, you're right in my heart. The search is over. The party's on. Hare Krishna, Hare Ram. So, one thing about Lord Chaitanya, he doesn't want to start any sankirtan without people eating first. Mahaprasada ki. He made his plan. He said, don't be afraid, now go home and eat. Eat up to your neck and come back and chant and dance with me to the Kazi's house. Taktik. Tatashane chari lena nagari aghan pulake punita sabe kisera bhojan. As the Naryavasis left to get ready, the hairs on their bodies stood on end. Pulake punita sabe. All the hair, not one hair didn't surrender. Some, it's not like bhakti, some surrender, some don't. But Purna, it says here, Pulake Purnita Sab. Every single hair had the same opinion. They were all, now the hairs stand on end. Now the question arises, were the devotees, was the hair of the devotees standing on end because of fear of the Kazi? No. The hair was standing on end because they were feeling the ecstatic embrace of the compassion of Gauranga. In their hearts. They all became instantaneously, every single Nadiagan, Nadiavasi became Abhai. So then it's asked, Kisera Bhojan? What need did they have of eating? Because if you're having a good time or you're in bliss, and someone says, you're dancing at some party, someone says, do you want a paratha? What? Get out of here. You know, someone comes up to you in the middle of some dance and some party and says, you want some rajma? Are you cracked? There is a time and place for everything. So, they're in ecstasy, feeling the embrace and support and encouragement and protection and love of the Lord directly, sakshat. What is eating? Eating is a bodily function, ahara nidra maitum bhayam. Atma doesn't eat, Atma doesn't sleep. Atma doesn't mate, defend, fight, bark, chew, you know, yell, scream, argue. Atmas don't do that. So they're on the level of soul, Atma, devotees. Nimai pandit aji nagare nagare nachi bena dwani hoila prati gare gare. The news spread from house to house. Nimai pandit will dance today throughout the streets of Madhya. Olivo! Jara nritya na dekhiya nari jara loka kata koti sahasra kariya achi shoka. Millions of residents of Madhya had lamented that they had been unable to see the Lord's dancing, because up until this juncture, up until this time of Mahaprabhu's lila, his prakat lila, his chanting was done confidentially, privately, private chanting club. Maybe we have japa clubs or whatever. In the colleges they have these sometimes, Hare Krishna clubs. So there were only 200 devotees meeting in Shiva Sangam by invitation only. Direct invitation, nirmantran. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu nirmantran. Bina nirmantran, praveshna yoga. Is that right? So they couldn't get in. But they wanted, the demons would criticize, and the materialists would criticize, oh, they're all drunk, they have women in there, they're partying, they're all, and they would make all kinds of criticism. But the pious people said, we're interested in God, we believe in Vishnu, we want to sing and chant and be with the Lord. No, that is not sufficient adhikara. It's not so easy to see God. It's not so easy to dance directly with God. There must be some adhikara, qualification. So now everyone's really excited. Can you imagine some big, big movie star, and he's a superstar, and they say, guess what? So-and-so is coming to the high school tomorrow. Everybody go, wow, our high school? Well, because maybe whatever, for some reason or other. So everybody would be so excited. We could never imagine that such a fortune or such a darshan would ever be granted to us in this little tiny high school. So the Nadiyavasis were in this great, happy mood. Hina jana nachi bena nagare nagare anande jyuti bhande pratigare gare. Now that Gauranga Sundar would dance throughout the streets of Navadvip, the people of each and every house joyfully prepared their torches. Because Lord Chaitanya wanted everyone to bring a torch. Why? Torch means, you think, not a flashlight. Nowadays they say torch means flashlight. This means a stick with a bunch of rags or cotton on the end of the stick, and that's dipped in ghee or oil, all that cotton, or petrol, but there wasn't any petrol. And then they light a match to that and becomes a big flaming torch. He wanted everyone to bring a torch because he wanted everyone to put their torch in the house of the Qazi. Only one torch would torch the house. Mahaprabhu has a torch, he can throw it and burn the house. But he wants everyone to take part in burning the Qazi's house. So everyone can have that pride. I burned the Qazi's house. Oh, me too. Yes, yes, we all did. Just like somebody gets shot and he gets one dacoit, he shoots a few bullets, he's dead. The other one says, well, I think I'll unload my magazine also. And there's five dacoits, they fill the guy with 100 bullets. It happens sometimes. He's already dead, but they all want to take part in that joy of killing him. So this is Mahaprabhu wants everyone to taste the thrill of victory. So they're in bliss. They're all really happy now. Anand. They're making their torches. Okay, today we're going to burn down the Kazi's house. Oh boy. We're going to get back at you. You Kazi. You beat my brother in the street yesterday with a lati. You broke the Madanga and Shiva Sangam. Now you'll get your just desserts. The tables have turned now. Now you're the underdog. You're no longer in control. Watch out. They're really getting jacked up. They're really getting enthused, encouraged, bold, emboldened, to speak in more proper terms. Bape bandi leo pucha bande apanar keha kare hari shena pare rakibhar. Even if the father prepared a torch, the son also prepared a torch. In their ecstasy, no one could restrict anyone. So it should be one torch to a parivar. So the whole parivar can rejoice. Yes, our parivar burned down the Kazi's house. My father represents the Sharma parivar. So he's carrying the torch. He's the torch bearer. And we're going behind him. Yes, father, let's go. So my father's victory is my victory. Isn't it? Your victory, the husband's victory, is the wife's victory. They share. But nothing doing. Hey, this father's making a torch. He could say, listen, this torch will do the job. Hey, no, I'm making one too, Dad. I want to make a torch too. Just see the group enthusiasm. Like one guy brings kartals and a kirtan. Hey, I'm going to bring some too. And then three, four or five like this. And one mridanga too. Because everyone wants to take part, contribute. No one could restrict anyone. And no one really cared. Okay, more torches the better. More torches the faster the house will burn down. These devotees sound dangerous. It sounds very frightening. I mean, I'm a little scared. I read about these are Hare Krishnas. We're reading about Hare Krishna. This is 500 years ago. These are the Hare Krishna people that we see on the TV. Hare Krishna. They look so angelic with their shaved heads, but actually they're diabolical. They're dangerous. They're hidden terrorists. At any moment they could start a riot, grab torches and AK-47s and go amok in the, maybe you don't know the word, they go crazy in the streets, terrorizing, breaking window panes of shops. Hare Krishna. No, that's okay. We have a soft revolution. Take prasad to your neck, sleep a little bit, wake up, now you're half dull, now we'll speak some philosophy. Now you're drugged by all the halava and sweet rice they gave you. Now listen, you're not the body. You're an eternal servant of Krishna. Don't let any other thought enter your mind. From today onward, you're Krishna Das. Just listen to my voice. Relax. The guy's like, Ami Krishna Das. Then he wakes up, you know, what happened? I came to the temple, I had long hair and a beard, I woke up, I had no beard, no hair. I was wearing these orange bed sheets. My mother has peach colored bed sheets, now I'm wearing bed sheets on my backside. The bed sheets went from the bed to my backside. Very strange way to wear a bed sheet. When we would perform Sankirtan in the streets of San Francisco and Los Angeles 35 years ago, believe it or not, we were doing the Hare Krishna thing, and the people would say, hey, buddy, don't you have enough money to buy clothes? You come out here in your bed sheet. You sleep in a thing, then you wrap it around and come out in the street. Don't you feel ashamed or embarrassed? Don't you have any dignity? Any sense of self-worth? And of course, a lot of our devotees aren't so tolerant. The American devotees, not so small either. They say, really? You think this is a bed sheet? Come over here. You'll find out what's underneath this bed sheet. Because Americans are a little bit, you know, feisty type, you know. If you don't give them the oil, they drop a bomb on your head, you know. And they're all Kshatriya spirit. So now everyone's really getting excited here. It's going to be a big party. Tarabhara, 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 sebi bhandena, bharabhara bhande taila, karila lalena. Everyone... This is so amazing, because I haven't read this before. I read the book, but I'm just reading on the spot and speaking extemporaneously. So it says here, everyone was competing, the fathers and the sons and the sisters, everyone was competing to make the biggest torch. This is where that expression came from, that the Hare Krishnas are really fired up. This is the beginning. This is when they torched the Kazi. The beginning of the fired up Hare Krishna movement started 500 years ago when they torched the Kazi's house in unison. Father, son, daughter, grandmother, grandfather, everyone was a torch bearer. Krishna Surya Sama Mayahaya Andhakar. Mayahaya Andhakar. The darkness, the illusion and ignorance and covering of blindness of Maya. Illusion. Misconception. Misunderstanding. Misapprehension. Misconception. Maya. That darkness of ignorance is dispelled by the rising sun. Krishna Surya Udhai. Krishna Surya Sama Mayahaya. Krishna and Krishna consciousness is like the rising sun. Krishne Sodamo Pakate Dharma Ginari Bisaha Puranako Duno Noti. So this, all these torches are representing the rising sun of Lord Chaitanya, the rising sun of Krishna consciousness. When Krishna consciousness rises in the heart, it burns brilliantly. One develops tejas, he develops purity, and it destroys all the clouds of misconception and ignorance, and all the fears and jackals, all the jackals of fear, they run away when the lion of bhakti roars, when the bhakti singha, female lion, bhakti's female, the lioness, when the lioness of bhakti roars, and all the jackals and hyenas, they have, oh, 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 they put the tail, ooh, 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 ooh. They tuck their tail backside under, and then all the jackals of fear and doubt, they run from the heart, and the heart becomes illumination, bhakti, bhav, prem, tattva, siddhanta, vigyan, it all comes. Everyone competed to make the biggest torch. It says, tarabhara, tarabhara. Then they filled large pots with oil to take them with them. Now these Hare Krishnas are really serious. If you take a big lati and wrap 1 meter cloth around it and all kinds of cotton and soak that in a bunch of oil, that will burn for about 5 hours. Certainly it's enough to burn the house down, one little spark. So they bought all these torches, plus they bought big pots of oil to recharge their torches. I mean, how much, they want to burn down the house or burn down the city? This is taking, they're big. It's like you have an AK-47 with, you know, 70 bullets. Then you have another 27 bullets, of, you know, 20 packs of 70 bullets, 140 and whatever, 20 times, whatever it is, a whole bunch. You have a lot of bullets, and then and you're just going to kill one guy. How much oil and torches do you need to burn some cheap Qazi's house? He wasn't the king, he just had a cheap, you know, government house. Sarkari Bhavan. Ananta Arbuda, like we say Arabpati or something. Ananta Arbuda Lakshaloka Nadiara Dutera Sankhya Karibhara Shaktikara. Countless millions of people lived in Navadvip, Nadia. Who can count the number of torches they made? Millions, countless millions, Ananta torch. Countless millions of torches to burn down one government bungalow? It sounds like the destruction of the universe, not the destruction. It sounds like the fires at the time of the destruction of the universe and not the burning of one cheap government house. Iti madhe jj vyavahare bharahai sahasreka sajaya kon jane lai. Meanwhile, those, in other words, those people had a little more money. They arranged to bring thousands of extra torches with them. Haila duti maya navadvipapur stri bala bridera rangabadila prachur. The entire Navadvip mandal became filled with torches, ki jai. The happiness, the ranga, prachur, the happiness of the stri, the women, the children, and the elderly persons increased unlimitedly. So will he recover his losses, or will his house be burned? Or will the Lord show compassion? And once you light up a million torches, you know, usually they have to do something. Like if you, in the Mahabharata, if you shoot an arrow towards your enemy, if it doesn't hit him, it comes back and hits you. So this is the question: what will happen with those torches? Will they just simply go to the Ganga and put them out? Will they burn the Qazi's house? Will the Qazi say, please, you know, put out your torches? Like a big birthday cake. Blow out a million candles, a million torches. What will happen? We have to find out tomorrow. Chaitanya Bhagavat ki jai.